Blog Talk Radio.
I had a very bad experience with African-American men and women. But, you know, it is not something I like to talk about because it's something that is so, I experienced some of the most horrific experiences, but I'm not alone. Before we start, I'm going to get you an intro about who I am and what I'm about, and then I'll talk about it.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
In my life, since I was a kid, I encountered, all kinds of, my life has been horrific. One reason is because I encountered dangerous people. And I encounter dangerous people regardless of color. So this is one episode on Black and Black Crime. I'm going to talk about the next episode will be white supremacy, and that was very traumatic as well. Black-on-black crime should be frowned upon in the African-American community because, you know, in my opinion, being someone who's very open, liberal, in the middle, real liberal, but very aware of how life is as I grew, but throughout my life, I've seen it happen to me. But I also seen it happen to others. At this time in the 21st century, we came a long way, we have a president, we have a vice president who was African-American or have African-American lineage. We had associate justices, we have congressmen, we have all kinds of people who trying to better themselves, regardless of color. But I came across, as a child, the stinging effects of what being black could be. And I seen it in my family where my nephews, two of my nephews were killed because of black-on-black crime. And I saw other members of the family where it happened. So, and through my father, too. So, before he died, it was, he died tragically, but I've seen what happened with him during his lifetime. It really is very painful. And I want to repeat, there are most black African-Americans like me do not go around harassing other black people or targeting other black people. But it does happen quite a lot, unfortunately. Not just in inner cities like in New York or South Los Angeles, but the statistics show, I'm going to bring the statistics, that a lot of African-Americans die from homicide, and black-on-black crime is one reason because of the homicide. It is the truth. And regardless of what neighborhood, but especially happens in black neighborhoods or any neighborhood, I don't understand the concept because African-Americans have been discriminated as a group. Being an African-American myself, I know how much discrimination it is. But the notion that black people kill each other and so on, unfortunately, is true to some extent. Again, most African-American men and women do not go around killing and robbing other African-Americans, but it does happen. I was no exception. I seen it as a child, making fun of me, laughing at me, attacking me, for no rational reason. I grew up being harassed all the time. I was a victim of a crime in upstate New York and from other African-American children and men, and I had to stay away. I seen that some members of my family had criminal records doing things or whatever. I learned that I had to look at people, well, feel safer and look at people based on color. But I knew there were good African-Americans, and I have met good African-Americans who did not act that way. But my experience was I kept coming across these crazy ones. One of the most profound experiences I had when I came to L.A., was being robbed. I was hit across the head, a victim of federal crime, ID theft, burglary, et cetera, et cetera. And I had that when I was younger. I felt I almost got killed by another African American through what has happened. So that experience of almost getting killed profoundly affected me. So I had to be very careful who I dealt with, regardless of what they look like. It had nothing to do with who they are. It had to do with their character. And then there was recently, the last 20 years, I had somebody who stalked me for 20 years, obsessed with me, from Bowles, Landon, people who I did not know. And because of my bad experiences, I had to keep a distance. And these African-Americans falsely accused me of things that, because of their illness, they falsely accused me of being putting on the street. And the thing is, I didn't talk to them really, because the way they acted to me, it was a threat. From my standpoint of view, I was almost killed, you know, even when I was a child, a gunshot at me, and I was killed with a blow to the head. Robbed, manipulated, and I just couldn't deal with that. I couldn't risk my life. So the thing about it is that I mentioned near-death experiences, and I mentioned being a victim of fraud, robbery as a child in New York State, yes, muggings. I was targeted all the time. Because they thought I was just someone they can pinpoint to harass or do something to. So I had to keep away from these individuals because they were dangerous. But, I didn't want to be the next statistic. And I kept seeing those, the feeling I got when I was a child to an adolescent to the young adult was, why is there so many African-American men and some women are doing that to other African-American men and women? And then I was experiencing it. So I had to keep my distance. It's just a fact. Too painful. In fact, it was a horrific experience. It was so horrific that for a time I kept away because I was like, okay, you're not coming over here because you want to try to kill me or try to do something to me. But it was just, I had suffered post-traumatic stress disorder because of one aspect of this. Now, I just could not believe that this happened, but it was very traumatic. Now, let me talk about the 20 years. I don't know these people, okay, or in my neighborhood right now. I don't know these people. They come from what I've heard, Gossam, South Los Angeles, wherever they come from. I don't have no attraction to anybody like this who do bad things to people, okay? Personally, it's hard for me to talk about because it really was, these black African-American people have mental illness. I know they do. They have some severe mental illness. And just like black, white, or whatever, they used to people hanging out with people in their own background or skin color or whatever, and that's fine. But they shouldn't be aware that we are all distinct individuals on this planet. You can't go by skin color to deal with people. But these individuals, I don't know. I don't even know them. There were allegations that they violated my boundaries in my home. I have no attraction to people like that who go around harassing and targeting me. And, you know, I don't want to be the next homicide victim because they try to take me down because they said that they thought I was a sellout and I should hang out with my own kind. And that's so ignorant. I don't believe that, that philosophy. I believe that if you're, whether you're black, white, or brown, you hang out with whoever you want. And while I do not discriminate against anybody, I do not want to be told who to hang out with or where to hang out with because that's ignorant. I don't believe that shit. And these African Americans have said they didn't like me trying to be a lawyer or didn't like not like me being a musician. Well, they harassed me for it. They were jealous. They said they were jealous of my ambitions to be in the music industry. They were jealous of my ambition to be a lawyer. They were even jealous because of getting a home. I consider them dangerous. And this is the reason why a lot of African Americans have died and got murdered and killed in these neighborhoods in America. And it perpetuates that stereotype that black people are dangerous. It just perpetuated. While most African Americans are not dangerous, these people are. These particular people that I came across exhibit stereotypes that keeps me away from them permanently. And especially with my very bad experiences, I have to be safe. But I do not judge by color, I judge by character. Unfortunately, I had a very bad experiences. It was nothing but being, you know, seeing negativity. And when these people come over here and say these things at me and try to get into my business, I consider them extremely dangerous to other African Americans who want to succeed. The mainstream community should not condone this. I don't even consider these people part of the mainstream African American community if they're trying to stop me from being a successful person. And especially when they perpetually stalk me and try to target me and make up stories that I put them on the street. I don't have that power. I never put anybody on the street. That was a delusion. I don't even know them. They made up stories about me doing something to them, and I don't even know them. I'm a stranger to them, okay, or anybody. I don't care what your race is. You don't. There's no excuse to be a criminal. And they said, I'm being racist. It is not racist to stay away from dangerous people, regardless of color. If you're a dangerous black person, you have to stay away from dangerous people. You have to stay away from dangerous black and white people. I don't care. If they think I'm being racist, they're ignorant. It's based on their narcissism or their psychopathy, sociopathy, which these people are sociopaths, okay? They don't like what they see. And they're also homophobic, you know. Homophobia, I do not hang around with anybody who's homophobic. Using that Bible or whatever, don't come over here. But I consider them a threat to my life when they come over here because you don't go up to strangers and start harassing them who you don't know. And, you know, their delusions of schizophrenia or whatever they have, when they say I put them on the street, they should blame their manager or owner because I don't even know what they're talking about. Well, I was a tenant in that building, but I have no power to put them on the street. I was trying to get out of there because it's roaches. So if you continue to spread that lie, there's something wrong with you. I have no attraction to these type of people. They spend all that time trying to take me down. And these people are involved in illegal drugs, selling drugs, or whatever illicit activity. I know they've been in prison. They got severe mental health issues, and I know they are alcohol and drug dependency. I don't want to hang out with that. And they don't like me because it's the same thing that happens whether it's in any town that's stereotypical. That they're jealous. They don't like me trying to succeed. I do not care what they think. If you're a black person and you want to hang out with whoever you want, hang out with whoever you want. And you know what? I think they're not intelligent enough to understand how to live in a mainstream society. Because when they hear me say these things, they think I'm conservative. I'm not conservative. I'm aware of reality. They're not. They need to get into a psych war or a prison, because these same type of individuals have the same personality that many African-American men and women innocently encounter. There have been statistics in my life, I have seen it directly, that they have that same mentality that caused a lot of African-Americans to lose their lives or be put in prison. The African-American community, which I consider the politicians, the NAACP, should address this, because they should not be, they should address it. But I know what one reason why this happens. Yes, there's discrimination in general against Black people from mainstream society. It is the truth. I'm going to talk about it in another episode about discrimination, my experience with white supremacy and so on. But, you know, it really was horrific, what I experienced. It's something I have to keep away from dangerous people, regardless of color. You know, and they say it's going to affect me going into the music industry. It is not going to affect the music industry. It's colorblind. It does not. It is universally known that nobody would hang around with a dangerous murderer or an ex-con who'd been in prison for, you know, or some deranged person, regardless of color, because it brings negative consequences. If you think that's racist, you got to be an idiot. And I'm not going to lose my life or put my life in danger with a dangerous person who happened to be African-American. Black-on-black crime or African-American crime happens a lot. It is a fact. It is the truth. And I don't know why these people have not been arrested for what they did to me. I consider these people so dangerous that they should have been locked up a long time ago. Coming over here, targeting me, stalking me, threatening to kill me. Trying to stop me from being an attorney, trying to stop me from succeeding because they don't have no home or whatever. All they had to do is go to school or go get a job or get a loan or volunteer and do what they need to do. I know they don't have what they don't have. Well, stop doing drugs and stop doing illegal things and change your life. The facts of what I experienced, including the near-death experience, forever changed how I view people, and I have to keep away from dangerous people. Now, I am colorblind, but I am not a fool. Being Black is beautiful, but I am not going to die for it. And, you know, they said I'm different. That's exactly why I had to stay away from these types permanently. Black African-American perpetrators and criminals are not part of the mainstream African-American community. They are hoodlums who need to be kept in jail. I have no attraction to these people. I never did and never will. They make my flesh crawl with what the things they say, because they're insane. There were so many incidents, including they committed ID theft. They said they made up stories about my songs, stole my song, they impersonated me, all kinds of things they said, marriage fraud. I don't have no attraction, and I never will. But I suffered post-traumatic stress disorder from these people. Yes, I have. It was so traumatic. I had two numerous bad experiences, not just in New York, but it was too many bad experiences. And I just can't, it's something that I just can't get over. But in general, if I, you know, being an entertainer in the music industry, I want to attract the white, the Latin, the Black African-American person who's interested in my music. Yes, in personal life, anybody who act normal and who I deal with directly. A stranger who's targeting me, who don't know me and want to take me down or see me as a criminal, and he say they sent from Salford or from Bozeman or Haskell, these people in the neighborhood that I'm referring to are the reasons why I have to be aware so they don't try to kill me, so they don't have to do nothing to me. I don't have no attraction to those people. I don't, that kind of, they sound like they're not intelligent enough to understand reality. They are dangerous. Again, any type of crime or any type of harassment. As I said before, there's good and black and white and Latin Asian individuals. I do not want to be with or around dangerous, bad, black, Latin, white, Asian individuals. I mean, lying that I put them on the street was so horrific because that was such a malicious lie and such a delusion that I cannot get over. Or angry because I don't hang around them or other African Americans. That is diabolically dangerous. I do hang around some African Americans, but I had to hang around people directly. I'm not going to hang around a criminal or a closed-minded person. I am not going to hang around a dangerous person. I learned that in my hometown as a young child, how dangerous it was. And, you know, I'm going to get to the other aspects of living in society because, you know, I don't know why. They continue to say I'm racist and so on. I don't give a damn. I'm not going to be a statistic to a dangerous predator or criminal or pervert. And that is the right and rational thing to do. It has nothing to do with color. It has to do with their personality and their character. They're dangerous. And there's no getting around it. So I have to make sure I don't become a statistic. Because of someone's jealousy, because I'm trying to, on the whole, I'm trying to succeed, or they don't want me in the industry, or they're trying to take me down. I can't deal with that. I can't deal with that. I can't deal with somebody that's going to try to take me down. I have no attraction to people like that. I never will. Those people are idiots. They are destined to go to prison. They're going to try to harass and kill another black person. Their life revolves around being around other black people, okay? They're in that world range. It's just all about black. Fine. Don't come over here. I'm not ready to die because I simply want to be who I need to be or try to succeed. I am so sorry. But this is the cycle of criminal behavior. It may not change. I know it's induced by society large of discrimination in general. There is discrimination. But for black people like me who are trying to succeed and trying to fight for civil rights for people in general, these African Americans are trying to just kill and harass other African Americans. And they perpetuate that cycle. They perpetuate that cycle of destroying themselves, of being, black people are dangerous. The truth is black people are not. They are dangerous. But African Americans in general are not. They perpetuate crimes against me and other innocent African Americans because they're ignorant. They look for victims. That's all they know how to do. They can't take care of themselves. They go to prison or they be in the graveyard. And I am, that's what I think their destiny is. I am not going to end up a murder victim simply because of their ignorance. I want to live. It has nothing to do with color. It has to do with their character. Again, as I repeat for the last time, most African American or black people are not dangerous. But a percentage, these people are. They are dangerous African American men and women who target other African American innocent people like me. And they should be put in jail. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.